so much I want to talk to Bob Chapman about, but we are out of time. We got Dr. Tim Ball, climatologist, coming up. But we know Paulson, in a coordinated effort with the European central banks, plunged the housing market. They started using their media to badmouth it in 2007. Now they blame the Russians for the economic crisis of 2008. He says a secret conspiracy when the Russian market went down by, what, over 60% with no evidence. I mean, they're really getting desperate now in testimony, Bob Chapman.
Oh, they certainly are. And I noticed the president came out and said, we're not putting those missiles and radar stations 35 miles away from the Russian city that's nearby. And this is the exact opposite of what the previous administration said. They had to have the missiles and the radar because of Iran, and now the United States government is admitting that that wasn't the case. Our previous president lied, and it's really because we don't trust the Russians.
Well, I mean, what's incredible about this is, on record, the big banks, the central banks, the kingpin banks, not your Mayberry bank folks, but the big global banks, they engineered this whole thing on purpose in public, and they now have conspiracy theories about how the Russians did it. It's just asinine. They are taking over the major highways for toll roads. We're fighting them on that. They just rechange the name and go and say they've canceled it and then go ahead with it. They say, okay, we won't put a toll road there, and then they just do it. I mean, how long can they get away with this seizing everything? It shows they're going for broke pretty much militarily to where they just keep denying as they keep doing it. And now they're coming in saying they're going to seize all our major energy locally in every major city and have environmental inspectors in our houses and $2.6 billion in Austin alone of new taxes in the next 3 years. I mean, my God, they are just going wild.
That's right, and it's up to people at the local level to stop them. I mean, it's their cities, their towns, their counties, and their states that are being intruded upon. Their sovereignty collectively is being misused by these people. I mean, where do these people come from? Get out of here. Don't do that. We don't want you. Do you hear that in Austin?
Well, the public thinks they're going bankrupt now. Just wait. And again, that's the plan, isn't it, Bob?
It certainly is. We got 40 states on the edge, and three of them are really in trouble. And, of course, California is the number one victim, which has been coming for years. I lived there for 36 years. I left because they said in 1994 they're going bankrupt. It's over. And, of course, it took a little bit longer than I thought, but it's over. There's no way they can get out. They're going to have to cut pensions and salaries and have layoffs, and they're going to have to get rid of their illegal aliens.
Bob, we've only got a minute and a half left. When they make the federal declarations, which they've already made, that they're going to not insure money markets, which are savings accounts, and that they're going to take people's pension funds, but the government will keep it for you and give you part of it. I mean, do they think the public's going to put up with that?
Well, they're bringing us closer to revolution, I'll tell you that. We either take over with new people in the House and the Senate and get 1207 passed as part of the appropriations bill, or it's over. They will get it in the streets, and they will not survive. Believe me, they don't stand a chance. And our military is not going to shoot us. Believe me.
Well, that's the good news, Bob, is the elites have for the last 4 years all been moving their main homes to remote islands. And so they may just be robbing us and leaving a base here hoping they're going to win.
Well, I'll tell you, going to a remote somewhere is not the answer, because today it's so easy to track people down unless you're really an expert. It's not like after the Second World War and all those Nazis were hiding all over the world. This is a different thing, and they're not going to get away with it.
TheInternationalForecaster.com. Get a free digital copy online there at the site. Bob, always great talking to you. Thanks for spending time with us.
Thank you, and thanks, everybody, for listening. Bye-bye.
Take care. We'll see you next Friday. Okay, Dr. Tim Ball coming up on all the latest on ClimateGate and the next phase.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, everyone. Andy Anderson here. Are you using those little bottles of hand gel that kill germs, bacteria, and other nasties? In today's world, that's smart, especially with the filthy doorknobs, shopping carts, and handrails we touch every day. Did you know that once the alcohol evaporates in a few seconds, goodbye effectiveness. No more protection till you use it again. PureWorks to the rescue. Our FDA-compliant foam, lotion, soap, and spray do not contain alcohol. Their killing power lasts up to 4 hours. PureWorks disinfecting spray is EPA-certified to kill swine flu, bird flu, MRSA, HIV, hepatitis B and C, and for our friends in medicine, kills C. diff, along with a whole host of viruses and bacteria, molds and fungus too. It's even safe around pets and children. You'll love how your skin feels with PureWorks, soft and supple. No more dry skin. Here's to a little peace of mind knowing that your hands are still germ-free hours later. Call now, toll-free, 888-245-0300 to get your hands on PureWorks and get PureWorks on your hands. That's 888-245-0300.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to be talking to Dr. Tim Ball, a renowned environmental consultant, former climatology professor at the University of Winnipeg. Dr. Ball employs his expertise background in climatology and other fields as an advisor to the International Climate Science Coalition, Friends of Science, and the Frontier Center for Public Policy. They've called for his arrest in England. I mean, they've said that he and Lord Monckton and others should just be arrested. Cass Sunstein, the new regulations czar, says arrest people if they deny climate change. So now, all these tens of thousands, I mean, it's 30-something thousand sent letters to Congress, top scientists, climatologists, hydrologists, meteorologists, and Al Gore said that testimony won't be allowed. His friends in the Democratic Party said no. Not allowed. And he said, the science is settled. No one disagrees. And Obama said that in his speech 2 nights ago at the State of the Union. He said, you know, there's no questions. So we're going to Dr. Tim Ball here in just a moment to talk about all those issues with him. Now, we know this is all based on fraudulent science. It's publicly admitted with their own internal emails and now more than 10 new scandals where the whole UN, all the universities they use, all a tissue of lies and fraud with them caught red-handed lying on purpose. I mean, this is like somebody calling the fire department and saying, my neighbor's house is on fire, and then the fire department pulls up and there's no fire, and they see the guy laughing saying, I lied. I mean, he gets arrested for a false report. I mean, there's no doubt we have them red-handed. But they're not going to stop. So I wanted to read this because this is the new angle. In England, the EU, their own government, common purpose, in Canada, in the U.S., in Europe, in Japan. The federal governments and the U.N. are just openly funding the cities and the banks and the federal money to seize houses, seize property, shut down power plants, huge boondoggles to Al Gore and others that own these windmill companies that you lose 2.2 jobs on average every time you fund them, and they cost $700,000 per green job they create. So as they kill your economy, they say, more a strong system to destroy industrial society, it will give you jobs. And so, yeah, 1 out of 100 or so, they do get a job as enforcers of the destruction. Meanwhile, China is the new industrial haven where everything's authorized. So no one else is allowed to manufacture. This is really mercantilism, but China and a few of the third world countries. They're bringing back mercantilism. You know, the colonies couldn't produce anything that was a value-added good, only raw cotton, tobacco, things like that, corn, wheat. That's how the British and French empires operated. Mercantilism was developed 400 years ago into the system and is now to keep only certain elites in power. That's what this fake environmentalism is. So we're going to Tim Ball here in a minute, but I wanted to start into this article from PrisonPlanet.com. It's only been out for about 2 hours. I'm asking everyone, especially in cities where it's happening, San Francisco, Austin, Texas, L.A., New York, Boston, you had better, Miami, small towns, they're doing it. And I mean, there's UN representatives. The feds are here. I've been to the meetings. They laugh and admit it. Home inspectors taking your property. I mean, it's already been hell here in Austin. The mayor, former mayors openly take the property later. They took. I mean, just it's just walled. It's like Geithner's thieving. Cap and trade scam to be enforced at state level. And earlier I read to you on air all of the mainstream news articles out of Bloomberg, you name it. I'll show you some of those coming up. They're here in my stack. I need to dig them out. Where they admit, okay, they can't get it at the congressional level with the Senate. They can't pass this tyranny. So they'll have the EPA at the federal bureaucracy do it, and they'll have local governments do it, and international governments come in and fund your local government. So foreign governments coming in with a $2.6 billion tax in Austin alone. Globalist intent on ushering in a zero-growth post-industrial society or bypassing the federal government's stuttering efforts to implement the cap-and-trade scam and going directly to the states in an effort to impose their control freak tax on every life-giving gas that we all exhale, carbon dioxide. And it just goes on and on. It says the Austin Energy, which powers the city, presented to the city council, Austin Energy Carbon Reduction Plan, which goes even further than the federal cap and trade bill in calling for CO2 emissions to be reduced by 20%. The fact that the energy companies are behind this, again, disproves the flawed notion that the oil and electricity companies oppose the global warming movement. No, they get all the money to put in the windmills. And then it's taxes on natural gas, it's home inspections. I mean, folks, I'm going to read more of this later. I want to go to Dr. Tim Ball while I dig out my other stories I wanted to go to. But I mean, this is so diabolical. And when I tried to tell Dr. Tim Ball during the break about this, he said, yes, I know, Alex, but it's all based on fraud. And I know that, and he knows that. But you got to go to your city councils and say, this is all an admitted bona fide scam developed by Enron and the UN. It's just so amazing. Climatologist Tim Ball, thanks for being here with us.
Well, thank you, Alex. Thanks for the opportunity and a very good summary of what's going on. And I've watched them hijack climate science as the vehicle. And as we've talked about before, going back to the Club of Rome, where they state that global warming is going to be the vehicle that they'll use to take control. And we're seeing that. And now, even though the biggest scandal, and I think without hyperbole, the biggest scandal certainly in science history and possibly in world history, where people at all levels of government have been involved and the IPCC and so on, and yet it's virtually being downplayed and pushed aside as, you know, as somebody once said, it's like the policemen say, no, nothing going on here, move along, move along. And it's absolutely incredible. And I think what people need to think about, Alex, is if this level of malfeasance and sheer criminality occurred in any other discipline, I mean, the people would be locked up instantly. And if it occurred in medicine, for example, even a fraction of it. But somehow, they're fundamental science is still okay. In fact, John Beddington, the head of the UK science group, saying this. Well, no, it isn't. That's the whole point of what the skeptics were trying to point out.
There's now universities, governments admitting thermometer fraud always to make it look like it's hotter, caught red-handed in Canada, the U.S., New Zealand, England, Russia. I mean, and we have the UN documents where they went in the mid-90s and recruited these key universities to unify the fraud. And Bill Santer, the head of the UN program, admitting they took out all the scientists out of their report in the mid-90s, saying, man, is it doing this? And Pachauri making money off shutting down factories and relocating them to India, and admitting they lied in the report about the melting of the glaciers in the Himalayas, admitting, oh, we did that to scare you. I mean, that's just red-handed fraud everywhere. Al Gore making money off of it. The Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, just all of it.
Alex, and Pachauri himself, he's made a huge amount of money. And, in fact, the scientist that was quoted by a reporter as saying that the glaciers in the Himalayas will be gone by 2035, he works for Terra, which has been run by Pachauri.
Exactly. It's all come out that every major scientist, whether it's the flu scare, the economist hired for the takeover of healthcare, all the major scientists and spokesmen are all on the payroll of the carbon traders.
Yep. Yep.
I mean, it's just total fraud out in the open.
Right. And I watched it, 30 years ago, there was a guy by the name of Tom Wigley. And he was the guy that took control of the Climatic Research Unit, which is where all of the rot was centered from the climate science point of view. I'm not talking necessarily now about the political side of it. That was Maurice Strong and the UN and the IPCC. Well, Wigley and Jones is now, been pushed aside as the head, those two attended the first meeting in 1985 to set up the IPCC, and then they provided the science that Strong and his gang needed to push this whole agenda of carbon and that CO2 is the problem. And Wigley was the bag man, and if you read the emails, he's the go-to guy. He's the grandfather, almost like the mafia. And when you read the emails, they're saying, look, we got this problem, and he's telling them how to end run it and how to deal with it. And he's the guy that's getting editors fired. Well, then he moved to Canada, probably arranged through Environment Canada and the assistant deputy minister here, and he got into more funding in Canada. Then he moved to NCAR, where they just had a big retirement party for him, attended by all the CRU people and all of these gangs. And so much of the funding was going through NCAR in Boulder, Colorado. And, in fact, a lot of the funding going to the CRU was from there. So these guys were controlling the government funding that was going to perpetuate the bad science. Meanwhile, what they were doing was then being used. The IPCC reports then became the documents of faith for governments around the world pushing the whole carbon and energy agenda. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how they're so arrogant, but I mean, I guess they've got all the banking money, all the power on their side. They're brainwashing all the kids in the schools. I mean, it is a serious wound to them, though, that ClimateGate now looks mild compared to all the other fraud coming out. But they run the government that would prosecute them, and George Soros is saying, we're still going to do it. And the Austin City Council says, we don't care if it wrecks Austin. We are going to put a $2.6 billion tax in the next 3 years just to build all these grids and tear out the... And they say they're going to put a huge 20% tax on everybody's natural gas.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that has gone on with this is the, as I said, using the science base, the false science. But that what's come out so far is only the tip of the iceberg, and I don't want to sound cute with that comment, but I know, having watched them create this fraud for over 30 years and how they commandeered climate science, I know that there's a lot more to come out yet.
I mean, it's just a bunch of criminals all making money off of it, and they're all a bunch of eugenicists, population reductionists. Let's talk about that and how they're taking over the states.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
p.m. We're here live, Central Standard Time. We'll be back live Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Got Deborah Medina on and others. You know, we have this article, cap and trade scam to be enforced at state level. Individuals and businesses in Austin and a plethora of other states to be taxed for emissions on life-giving gas, carbon dioxide, and everything else. That's read the whole article, get it out to everybody you know in every major city so you know what's happening. They call it green jobs. It has nothing to do with that. Here's Bloomberg. States to lead carbon markets as federal plan stalls. Bloomberg. In fact, give me a document cam shot here. States to lead carbon markets as federal plan stalls. Right there. We have the other article here. which has a direct link to the city council, saying $2.6 billion just to launch the program. And again, for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, there's the Bloomberg article. Here's energy plan comes to city council as legislature plans review. How can the city be run by foreign private corporations? Austin Energy unveils carbon calculator at Expo. They're putting in the smart thermostats in your houses without asking you, where they say they're going to control the temperature in your house. California's doing it. Obama laughed at after calling climate change evidence overwhelming. Dr. Tim Ball, top climatologist who's been persecuted by these people. I mean, this is total financial feudalism. This is total domination. Canada, where you live, is even worse. You've already had multiple states up there pass this. I mean, it's devastated Spain, and they love it.
Yeah. Well, the province that I live in, British Columbia, on the west coast here, and one of the problems that I have with Canada is we've got more oil and energy and resources than in virtually any country in the world, yet we're paying top prices. I mean, it's unbelievable. It's like paying restaurant prices for food in your own home. And one of the things in British Columbia here is that we were the first jurisdiction in North America to introduce a carbon tax. And what's annoying about it is that the premier, before he got elected, he attended a presentation that I gave and said afterwards, I want to talk with you and get you to talk to my environment minister. And that never happened. Then the next year, after he'd been elected premier, he heard me talk again and said, did you meet with him? And I said, no. He said, I'll make sure it happens. The meeting was held in his office. And he said, I can't stay for the meeting, but I want to make sure the meeting occurs. And then what happens 3 years later? Suddenly he's introducing a carbon tax, and they're putting $1 billion of taxpayer money into all of these absolutely useless schemes to combat climate change. And I discover who's behind it all? Andrew Weaver. And who's Andrew Weaver? He's the lead author of the chapters on the computer models at the IPCC. And he got a hold of the government, convinced them. And when you read the government documents, they all, the absolute Bible, again, is the IPCC. Now, Weaver, by the way, being the weasel that he is, has just come out and said, oh, well, you know, there's problems of process with the IPCC, and we need to relook at how we're handling the science. Well, he's saying he's one of the rats deserting the sinking ship.
And by the way,
this is an example of what's going on everywhere, Alex.
And by the way, on screen, we have the Austin Energy Calculator. It's similar to what Enron did. Secretary of the Army White ran it before he went to the Army. They had fake computer models to show people how they didn't have any energy, so they had to triple and quadruple, in some cases even more money. And then it turned out it was all just a made-up scam. They're just seizing our energy and saying they're going to jack up our prices, and they make little fake computer graphics for the morons.
Well, Alex, the carbon credits thing, there's been so many scams with it already. I mean, for example, when they first introduced it at the international level, that is trading between nations, they very quickly discovered that Germany and Turkey were cooking the books, that they were deliberately giving false information about the CO2 that they were producing as nations.
And India and China won't even sign on and don't have to, meaning all our jobs will go there.
Exactly. So they already had the scam going. And one of the things, by the way, and I talked earlier about the tip of the iceberg, what people don't know is that the statistics on the amount of CO2 that humans are producing globally, and the current figure is given, I think it's about 7.5 gigatons, that number is produced by the IPCC. They're cooking that number as well.
But even with that number, they say humans are 3 to 6% of carbon dioxide increase.
Right. Now, you asked yourself, first of all, they say, oh, well, they get the basic number from each country. How many countries in the world know exactly what CO2 they're producing?
No, they just make it up. Dr. Tim Ball, stay there. Long segment coming up. Let's get into a chronicle of all their fraud, not just ClimateGate, and where they're going, and then a little bit more about how they're taking over in your town. You'll hear it's green jobs and, oh, some windmills. That's just the window dressing. It means carbon taxes and carbon trading ripping you off. 2.6 billion in Austin.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, neighbor. They say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Certainly, we'd never intend to procrastinate getting our own food supply until there was none left at any price. We would intend to have plenty of food so the relief organizations could care for those unable to care for themselves. We would intend not to be standing in the bread line with the ignorant and the foolish who pretend the facts of food disappearance are untrue. If the experience of the Katrina disaster is evidence, the bread line may have no bread. Just like the good intentions on the road to that unheavenly place, the good intentions alone to get a supply of food will not feed us. Only getting our food supply immediately will make us independent and fearless for the future. Call 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Who am I? Someone who cares.
Questions for Dr. Tim Ball. Our new Twitter account is twitter.com/RealAlexJones. Twitter.com/RealAlexJones. We have the Prison Planet Twitter, and we have the InfoWar Stories Twitter. They send out feeds of our articles as soon as they come out. But this one is the interactive Twitter that I'm on day and night, off and on, and that the crew is on as well. And we certainly get sent a lot of good info. There's some photos we put up there on the Twitter of myself and Dean Haglund. Before we go back to Dr. Tim Ball and ask him some of these questions and get into kind of a chronicle of the fraud, I want people to understand, if we don't get the word out about this, they win. Every time we get out and expose them and all the things they're involved in, they fail. So they're trying to go at us at the state, county, and city level. I want to tell you about a few of our sponsors that made today's show possible. Are you prepared? Do you have what you need to get you and your loved ones through a crisis? There is a great weapon everybody should have in his or her arsenal. That is the new Silver Solution. The patented Silver Solution can be used for all sorts of things, from water purification to wound care to everything in between. Amazing studies on their site. Arm yourself with new silver solution and be prepared for whatever comes your way. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. That's supernaturalsilver.com today for more information on what this amazing Super Nano Silver can do to protect you and your loved ones. Make sure everybody you know has this on hand, supernaturalsilver.com. Also, I want to tell you about mysolarbackup.com. See, I'm all for solar systems, but these big, giant ones that are old technology and where they shut down the power plants to make you go on it is a scam. What you need is great little units that have the little battery unit, the little control unit, the panel, run several good-sized appliances, get a bunch of them, run your whole house, great for campsites. Great for the road. Check it out at mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. The globalists don't own the sun yet, folks, so take action today. Again, their takeover has nothing to do with solar panels. That's just their window dressing. It's all about taxes. And lastly, I want you to know about Ecola Blue. They're giving 20% of the money, and they've already sent a big, huge unit there and a bunch of little units to Haiti, through the Convoy of Hope, and you get 20% when you buy one of their atmospheric water generators that gets you off the grid and grabs water out of the air, that you can run one of these with a solar backup system. EcolaBlue.com, ECOLOBLUE.com, or give them a call at 800-691-6043, or go to convoyofhope.org to check out what they're doing. And because of the overwhelming need in Haiti, Ecola Blue is donating 20% of every Ecola Blue 28 and Ecola Blue 30 units sold to Convoy of Hope. The benefit, the relief efforts in Haiti, plus it's a great system for you to get. Check out these amazing units, the cleanest water you can get, bar none, right out of the atmosphere and then filtered, EcolaBlue.com. Okay, moving quickly now before I get to the Twitter questions for Dr. Tim Ball. Sir, let's get into the fraud, because any one of these stories, and it's got to be more than 10 of them in the last week, scandals dwarfing ClimateGate, but all complimenting and proving ClimateGate even more. You know, the red-handed emails of fraud. I mean, it is just mind-blowing. And as you said, this is all based on a fraud. Dr. Tim Ball.
Well, yeah, it's based on the theory or hypothesis of that that CO2 is causing climate change, warming, and then climate change. And of course, this is what the problem they got into. They chose that vehicle, and then of course, what they had to do was to make sure that the science proved what they were claiming, and that goes completely against the normal scientific method. A scientist creates a hypothesis, then other scientists try to disprove it. What they've been doing is trying to prove it. And, of course, every time somebody asks a question, like myself, they either have to fudge the data to give a false answer or silence the person that's asking the question. And they haven't hesitated to do either of those, as you and I have discussed. And one of the things that was set up at the Climatic Research Unit was a website called Real Climate. And they talk about it in the emails, how they were the goons, they were the hit squad that covered the backs of these guys that were creating the lies and covering the falsehoods. And of course, then they also got into the problem that once they as bureaucrats, for example, Hansen at NASA GIST, once they convinced the politicians and the politicians had put their political career on the line, then they were on the treadmill even more. They had to keep falsifying the data, even though evidence continued to come out that the science was completely wrong.
But now a lot of the top scientists who've even been supporting this are coming out and saying, I guess it is okay to have a scientific debate. That is the scientific method.
Well, exactly, but one of the things that's very interesting about this, and I wrote an article in Canada Free Press a little while ago about it, and that is the degree to which these people were able to bully individuals and powerful people and corporations and governments.
Because they had the government purse strings.
Oh, exactly. Exactly. They could use, I know, for example, in Canada, they would put out documents, and of course the Canadian public have a much greater faith in public, in government stuff than the Americans do. You've got a healthy disrespect for government, which is great. But yeah, they could use the taxpayers' money to lie to them. And so they got on this treadmill, but what's gradually happened, of course, and now all those scientists that were bullied into silence, and I can't tell you how many that spoke to me, Alex. I remember government employees, I gave a presentation after this. They said, we agree with you, but we're afraid to say anything.
So that's why this is imploding so badly for them now, is yep. So many people were tired of being bullied. More yep. stuff's getting leaked literally every day, devastating them more and more. So what do you think they're going to do as all the fraud just mounts? It already has. To just completely biblical proportions, what are they going to do? Just rebrand it and keep stealing?
Well, the first thing that's going to happen is already happening, and that is they're appointing, they're doing the old phony thing of, oh, we'll have a commission of inquiry.
The Warren Commission or the 9/11 Commission. Or
exactly. Okay, and as I think we might have talked about, I've served on these commissions, and I realize that they're the perfect vehicle for politicians to avoid an issue, to push it aside, because while the commission's in they say to the media, well, I can't talk about it till we get the report. But what I found out with the very first commission I was on, that the terms of reference that they wrote meant that I couldn't possibly reach to get to the truth.
Well, that's like the 9/11 commission said, we know 19 hijackers did this, and all we're doing is recommending what should be done, and then that was pure police state.
Yep, and it's in the terms of reference that this is how they control these commissions. The commission looks like it's nice. Oh, it's arm's length. No, we're not controlling it. But in fact, they're controlling it through the terms of reference. And the classic story when they asked Judge Warren about the Kennedy assassination. He said, well, what about the mafia in Dallas? And he said, well, that wasn't in my terms of reference. And bingo, I knew exactly what he was saying, and because I'd gone through that, but they look like they're good things. Now, what they're setting up in Britain, they're doing one. They've already appointed somebody to look at the climatic research.
And he's one of the top global warming people.
Exactly. Exactly. This is part of the continued cover-up. And so that will be the first thing. But as the leaks and as the information come out, and what's interesting with this, Alex, is you look at the Pew Center poll that came out recently where it showed that in a list of 21 concerns, global warming was the very dead last. And it was only a concern for 28% of the people. And yet the politicians are ignoring that. In the same way that they, you know, you see it in the U.S., the anger amongst the people about what's going on, and yet it's being ignored. The politicians are not listening to the public voice. Now, one of the reasons that's gone on is because the politicians were terrified that somebody was able to say, oh, well, you don't care about the environment. You don't care about the children. This was the emotional blackmail that went on. And Michael Crichton wrote about this in his book, State of Fear. How they use this to manipulate the politicians, and the only politician in the world that had the guts to stand up was Václav Klaus of the Czech Republic.
And he said this is a criminal takeover of all the resources yep. by a new Soviet.
Right, exactly. And I remember listening to him in New York at the first world conference of the so-called skeptics, and he said, we've gone through 70 years of communism. Why the hell would you want to go back to that?
But now they repackage it as loving liberalness, but it's big banks financing it because they want a controlled market. Government, absolute government, can give them absolute monopolies. I want to throw out questions to you from some of the Twitter people.
Sure.
Because we have the new Twitter account, twitter.com/RealAlexJones. Folks, sign up there for real-time interaction. Somebody wants to ask you about the polar shift and the elites using this control on us. I mean, I know they admit they have some tectonic weapons they claim they have, but I don't think there's any proof that they could cause a polar shift. But we do know that naturally happens, and I've read reports that the poles have been moving lately more than they had previously.
Yeah, the magnetic pole rotates in a circle over a period of time around the true pole. And, yes, there was a fairly rapid movement of it. I think about 10 years ago, it was centered in King William Island in the Canadian Arctic, and it's been tracking south. But the rate of that movement of that pole is variable. And this is what
that's a normal wobble. So when the media says, oh, my God, the pole's moving, that's normal.
Yeah. Now, what is important is, and I raised this before a parliamentary committee 20 years ago, and I did it sort of tongue-in-cheek at the time, trying to explain to them how science works with hypothesis. We know the strength of the Earth's magnetic field has been weakening for about 1,000 years. And some people think that this is heading towards a polar reversal. That is, the magnetic poles literally flip. So the South Pole becomes the North Pole magnetically and vice versa. And I raised it, as I said, tongue-in-cheek at a parliamentary committee, saying, look, I can stand up here all day and create scary scenarios. Which one are you going to deal with? Because you've got to set some priorities here. And this is part of the game that's being played, by the way, and how the fear distorts the priority list.
What about the UN a few days ago? First Danny Glover, now UN spokesman, saying global warming caused the plate shift that caused the earthquake in Haiti 2.5 weeks ago. I mean, I'm no climatologist, but I mean, I've read the science. No one has ever said that the atmosphere is in any way a driver of tectonic plates floating around on the mantle.
Well, the only way that there can be any possible connection is that the atmosphere creates the winds, and the winds drive the ocean currents at the surface, but they don't drive the deep ocean currents, and you can get situations where water can pile up in a particular area because of the wind patterns, but those are relatively constant. But when we're talking about movement of the tectonic plates, we're talking about movement within the mantle of the Earth, that is, underneath the crust. And
the bottom line it's ridiculous. Am I right? It's ridiculous. It's literally out of left field to say earthquakes are man's carbon dioxide and cows farting.
Oh, it's absolute rubbish. And as I said, we could spend all day creating these kind of scary scenarios, and you know which ones you're going to deal with. This is part of the issue, of course, Alex. You see, is they're saying, oh, we got to create a risk-free world. It never was a risk-free world.
Well, I mean, now they've shifted because it's not global warming. Now they admit it's getting colder to climate stability. Everybody knows climate changes constantly.
Exactly.
Look at the dinosaurs, what they lived in. Well, I mean, it's just asinine.
Yes, Well, and of course, this is part of the way that the reason they've got away with it, and we might have talked about this briefly once before, but the Western view of the world is that change is very gradual over long periods of time. And that's a fundamental assumption that was made in order to accommodate Darwin and evolutionary theory and so on, and it was done by a geologist by the name of Charles Lyell. It's called uniformitarianism. That's built into the way that the public are educated about the
world. Why they believe that we were only hit every million years or so by a mega asteroid. Now that they're studying the other planets, they go, no, looks like it's every 300 years on average. We're going to get hit by something really big.
Okay, now if you've got the public believing that change is very gradual over long periods of time, it allows them to say any change which is occurring naturally, that's not natural. So what they're doing is they're telling you that natural events are unnatural. And, of course, that means they can never be wrong, and that tomorrow there's going to be more.
But, I mean, look at volcanoes blowing up on the Aztecs and the Romans and the Greeks and the Japanese. Yep. I mean, there's constantly asteroids hitting and earthquakes and floods. I mean, this is normal.
Exactly. And when you start to plot out, for example, they're saying, there's more tornadoes and they're more severe. When you look at the record, that's simply not the case. And in the U.S.
They've just got better radar to record them all now.
There are more people out there to see them. Okay? But one of the things, in the U.S., for example, the worst loss of life to tornadoes in the U.S. was in 1905.
I know.
254 people
died. Look, that's why all these farmhouses in Texas and Kansas and Oklahoma and Illinois have got storm shelters in them.
Exactly. But as I said, this idea that they can present to you that normal change is not normal, and therefore if it's not normal, that automatically equates to, it must be something that humans are doing. right? And this is the common denominator. Oh, it's always got to be the blame of humans. And you see Osama bin Laden say, oh, it's the Americans causing global warming. Okay? Every time you look at any of these things, it always comes back to it's something that humans are doing that are causing these natural...
But, I mean, look how ridiculous that is. AP says we don't even know if this is bin Laden, but the news is saying it's him. They might as well have the Cheshire Cat say it.
You know, I was on a radio program a few years ago, and afterwards they showed me on the computer, they played my voice. Now, voice recognition and the computer printing that out is old hat. There's nothing new. But then they could take individual letters out of the words I'd spoken and make up new words, and the computer would say that in my voice. And electronically, you wouldn't know that wasn't me. And there's a lawsuit, I believe it's still in the courts now, where they want to produce Elvis singing songs he never sang in his lifetime. And by taking individual notes out of it.
Exactly. They could fake video, audio, but they were so lazy they didn't even do that.
Right,
quickly,
so
some more.
There's no way of knowing that it. That I think Osama bin Laden was dead. He's got liver. He's on dialysis.
All right.
And $25 million award. You haven't heard a word about anybody trying to get that.
Now, Dr. Ball, we're going to come back in the final segment, and I want to go over a few of these other questions, like how much of an increase in taxes the middle class people due to the global warming hoax, and you can answer that as a Canadian. We got another question. Can you get into how a mild warming is good for farms and how cooling cycles are the abnormality in real change? I don't know if that's the case. I think change is the constant. And a few other questions for Dr. Tim Ball on the other side of this quick break. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com. We're very honored to have Dr. Ball with us today.
If you like vitamins, say, I like vitamins.com. Vitamin lovers, it's your choice. Take pills and capsules with only about a 10 to 20% absorption rate, or take 10-in-1 liquid vitamin and mineral supplement at up to a 98% absorption rate. Yes, 10 formulas in one bottle. 10-in-1 liquid supplement is in your system in as little as 3 minutes. Just shake it and take it. Go to ilikevitamins.com now and see our amazing video. 10-in-1 is a multivitamin and mineral formula that supports vision, enhances immunity, reduces stress, helps your heart, memory and mood, energy, digestion, bones and joints, and has super antioxidant age-defying nutrients. All of that and saves money, too. 10-in-1 great-tasting liquid supplement is equal to taking up to 5 different products and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to ilikevitamins.com. That's ilikevitamins.com. Or call 256-444-8000. 256-444-8000. 10-in-1, the world's greatest liquid vitamin and mineral supplement. Distributors wanted. Details at ilikevitamins.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Have your house payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? You need help from MortgageFraudExaminers.com. To stop the housing crisis, Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages. The trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. MortgageFraudExaminers.com can help you get the leverage you need to turn things around. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages are legally deficient. MortgageFraudExaminers.com can perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. It's like CSI for your home loan. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating when faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. Find out how MortgageFraudExaminers.com can help you. Visit MortgageFraudExaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
I'll be back Sunday live, 4 to 6 Central.
I was a highwayman.
5 to 7 Eastern.
Coach Rhodes, I did ride.
From Austin, Texas, the home of the immortal Willie Nelson.
And pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade.
Many a soldier.
Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade.
Republic. Dr. Tim Ball's in it. Most powerful film ever made. Available at InfoWars.com. Get the DVD today. Got free t-shirt and video deals up there on the site. Got a few final questions for Dr. Tim Ball. In the last minute of the show, cue it up to Kramer talking about the Illuminati. We have all these shows talking about the Illuminati, the New World Order. Bloomberg comes out and says secret cabal of bankers run the planet. That's on InfoWars.com. The Kramer clip's up there. It's insane. Dr. Tim Ball, why do you think they're just coming out with everything now and just throwing it in our face?
In the sense of BS baffles brains, I guess. You know, if you throw enough people information out there, people get so confused they tend to turn off from it. And that's been one of the issues with the whole climate issue. Because, for example, Alex, I would not participate in debates. Not that I was afraid of a debate, but if I debated with a Greenpeace person, it was all about emotion and pointing fingers and not caring and all that rubbish. But if I debated with a scientist, then it was completely over people's heads. And but one of the problems with this whole climate issue is people say, look, I'm lost here. I'm so confused, and I'm hearing this on one side and that on the other side, and I don't know enough.
Well, bottom line, we've caught these people in fraud. It's over. Yep. Dismantle it. Don't let them pass it in Austin anywhere else. This question about increased taxes on the middle class, we know. Yes. $200 billion in the last 20 years has been spent in the U.S. alone pushing this propaganda.
Well, of course, anything that puts a tax on energy is going to be the perfect vehicle for a politician to grab taxes. I look at it. We talked earlier about the 3% carbon tax that was put on here in British Columbia, and it was generating huge amounts of revenue because it isn't just on the energy, the production of the energy and distribution of it, and at your gas pump, where so much of it goes to taxes, but that then passes down into every single thing that's produced. It is completely pervasive throughout the whole production part of the society.
And then they want to sell derivatives that are taxpayer-backed for the bankers. Last question here.
Yeah.
I got a question here saying, isn't mild warming good for the Earth?
I got the most vicious attacks when I wrote an article saying, look, there are some positive things about warming. The idea that warming is only negative has been one of the biases that they pushed. Cooling is the greater threat, and we've seen this historically. The Little Ice Age back in the 16th and 17th century, and look at the conditions during the American War of Independence and what Washington faced, and food production. Absolutely. Cooling is a much greater threat, and yet we're preparing totally for warming, and it's just ludicrous.
Dr. Tim Ball, we're out of time. Have a great weekend. Thank you for your tireless fight in the face of all their intimidation and threats. You've been proven right. God bless you. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Alex.
Take care. He writes for Canadian Free Press and other great publications. Just Google Dr. Tim Ball. All right, close out of the show. Here is Kramer on Mad Money talking about the Illuminati. Here it is.
That Geithner, this is AIG, AIG, Goldman, Goldman, and you know what? The Bavarian Illuminati, the Trilateral Commission, Goldman Sachs, and the Queen of England are not all bad.
Wow. All right, we got to squeeze a couple of things
sure.
in.
Sure.
All right, first of all, let's do this one.
Apple.
This iPad.
Right.
See that?
Well, look, I've got to tell you.
See that?
iPad.
That's good.
Yeah. You want an
I will
iPad?
Go
them throwing it
to wait 60 days
in our time. Face.
Yes,
throwing it in our face. Constant little comments like that. Back Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Retransmission starts now with Dean Haglund, Bob Chapman. Big news blitz right now. Get the free podcast in the listen page, InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to
Great GCN. Job, crew. Great job, crew. Get the free podcast,
today.
Listen page, InfoWars.com.